Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Caroline Mundell as my special expert guest. Caroline is a CSNA master, BCRPA personal trainer, Olympic lifting coach, and also holds an FMS level 1 and 200-hour yoga instructor certification. She is the owner of Function Health Club, a fitness and nutrition company that provides clients with an abundance of health and wellness modalities aimed at creating healthier people and in turn healthier communities. Caroline opened Function Health Club's first 1,000 square foot location in 2009 and has since expanded her downtown facility to a 3,500 square foot wellness center. She recently opened a second facility in February 2017 that is home to Port Coquitlam CrossFit Function Weightlifting Club. Caroline's personal fitness journey started as a child, where she was a competitive figure skater. As an adult, after having her three children, she became interested in the realm of bodybuilding and fitness competitions. Acknowledging her love for competitive sport and her continuing desire to learn and grow, she then moved on to Olympic lifting, where she currently competes as a 63-kilogram masters athlete and holds the provincial championship title and the Canadian Masters silver medal. Caroline's current focus is on Function's Youth Education Initiative, where she is working with elementary schools to restructure physical fitness programs, as well as teaching youth fitness programs at her facility in Port Coquitlam. She looks forward to the next chapter of her fitness journey and, in turn, the continued growth of Function. Good afternoon, Caroline, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Well, thank you, Corey. It's a pleasure to be back.
I see your bio has expanded, which is a good thing. That means lots of stuff's been going on. Our last chat was 5 years ago in a previous SNU interview. It's great to have you back. I want to know what's going on. So please tell us, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been up to lots and lots of things. As mentioned, I expanded our downtown facility, and we have a 3,500 square foot wellness center now, and have brought on some more RMTs and chiropractors, and we have holistic nutritionists, as well as our team of personal trainers. We still run the BCRPA fitness courses out of that gym, and we've recently even brought on some osteopaths, which is, I think, a newer modality that people are becoming aware of, which is great.
That sounds fantastic. Now, the services that are in addition to the membership, so what do the members do? Make appointments with these healthcare professionals through you? How does it work?
Yes. So a member comes in, they can have a gym membership where they utilize the gym, or they can come in to use personal trainers or any of our practitioners. And they would either book online or they come into the facility if they're a member or working with a trainer. We tend to work as a collaborative team. So a trainer will recommend seeing a certain practitioner, and then that practitioner and trainer will work together to help the client with whatever health concerns that they have.
Sounds fantastic. In fact, it sounds like what I know many people would dream of doing, like getting one of these wellness centers where you have the full meal deal provided, you know, the training facility and the experts to help you with any issues that come up. So that's fantastic. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So, you know, a lot of things come to mind in reading your bio, and I've just been wondering about some things that you're up to personally. One of the things that came up in my mind when I was looking, and know that you've opened up into sort of CrossFit. So there's some controversy about CrossFit. Of course, there's widespread acceptance. It's amazing stuff. It's wonderful. So what are your thoughts about CrossFit? What have you experienced by having a facility where it's being taught?
Actually, I got into CrossFit as a bit of a research project to see what it was all about. So I did CrossFit for about 3 years prior to opening up a CrossFit box out in Port Coquitlam. And I really think that CrossFit is a great addition to the fitness community. It incorporates such a wide variety of movements and exercises, and the end goal is just to become a fitter, more capable human being. I found one of the things that whether you agree or disagree with the CrossFit practices, that one of the things that cannot be refuted is that it has created a huge fitness movement across the world that really connects people in a positive way. So one of my reasons for bringing CrossFit into function and having that as part of our offering is that it does open up and connect the community, and it brings people together, and it gives them a supportive network that encourages healthy change. I'm sure you're as much aware as probably all of us that one of the toughest things to overcome when first trying to make healthy changes in your life is finding yourself a bit alone and maybe isolated from your friend group or your family. And so I find that surrounding yourself with like-minded people goes a long way at the beginning of any type of lifestyle change. And CrossFit really gives a good template for that.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I have discovered about CrossFit, that you meet other people, and maybe you can tell us about how that works. I've never experienced a CrossFit workout. I've only sort of examined it from a distance. Myself on a personal level, I don't need anyone to motivate me to get to the gym, and I like training by myself. In fact, I would prefer not to train with a group, but of course, I know that I'm in the absolute teeny weeny little tiny minority, because that's a big issue with compliance, getting people to the gym. And if you have a partner or a group that might motivate you to get there, that helps get you there where maybe you wouldn't if you were just on your own, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, I believe that the end goal is for everyone to be self-sufficient and self-motivating with their own health. And at the same time, if that doesn't come naturally to you or you haven't really embraced that part of yourself yet, having a network of people or having a path or some guidance to lead you and help you become more independent in your own health is a great way to start out. I find like in the CrossFit community, you know, you connect with people when you're doing these workouts, probably mainly because you get put into a workout that's really, really intense. And when you experience trauma, you tend to connect to the people around you. So it forms a bond. Everyone's kind of in it together to get through the workout and move on with their day.
For sure. I can see that. Yeah. And they are, as a principal philosophy, don't they advocate, the CrossFit people, a paleo style of nutrition?
Yes, they do advocate a paleo style of nutrition. I don't know if that's quite as consistent as it maybe was at the very, very beginning. I think a lot of people recognize that paleo might be a good place to start if you don't really know anything about nutrition and it gives you some kind of a construct to work within. But I always go back to, you know, the nutritional knowledge base that I've learned through you, and that each person is an individual. And so depending on the individual's needs, just throwing like one paleo diet at them isn't necessarily the best way to go, although it can be a really healthy alternative for a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure. What I like about the ketogenic and the paleo approach is that they do not advocate sugar. Like sucrose. Yeah. And of course, we know that that's a huge issue in body composition, weight management, and energy and disease profiling and that kind of thing. So you're right. Yeah, individual biochemistry, the uniqueness of the person. How does the person, when they meet with a group, like, are they all doing the same exercise at the same time? Like, and how big are these groups when they meet together?
Well, the class sizes can vary. I would say a safe class size would be between 10 and 14 maximum with one instructor, maybe have two instructors for that. And you would all gather around, go out through the workout of the day. Sometimes that workout would have a strength piece at the beginning and then a metabolic conditioning piece afterwards. Sometimes they do the metabolic conditioning piece first and then do some strength work based on being fatigued. And then you would go through the workout. Everyone goes through it together, but at their own pace. And depending on where each athlete is at, there might be modifications for different people if they have movement restrictions for their shoulder or if they have an issue with their knee, then certain exercises may be modified for those individuals just to make it a safe environment so that they're not getting injured.
Was it CrossFit that got you into Olympic lifting?
Yes. That's actually one of the other things I love about CrossFit is it exposes people to a huge variety of movements. And the one that I adopted was Olympic lifting, and I absolutely love it.
That's like the original form of lifting. And of course, all of my European friends have told me that they learned how to lift that way in high school. It's a standard. Like if you grew up in Russia or Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, everyone basically has an idea of how to Olympic lift. It's something that's taught to young people. But of course, in this country and even in the States, Olympic lifting is not a standard that's taught in high school. And a lot of people have no experience Olympic lifting. So, you know, you're a champion and you seem to be really enjoying this. So tell us what it is about Olympic lifting that attracts you to it. Like what turns you on about the sport?
First off, I love feeling strong. And so Olympic lifting encompasses that. There's two lifts you compete in, the snatch and the clean and jerk. And the winner of the competition is the person who lifts the most combined weight. So there definitely is a strength challenge there. And then the other piece is that there's such precision required within the movement patterns for the lifts. And you need to have the ability to squat quite low. You need to have great overhead shoulder mobility. It really exposes your body's weaknesses and forces you to address those if you want to continue and grow and get better at the sport. And I really like that challenge.
How would you compare it to, say, powerlifting, which we know also is about strength and obviously power? But, you know, there's three lifts, the bench, the squat, the deadlift, and you've got the two. And of course, your event is an Olympic event. There's no powerlifting in the Olympics. So how do you compare the two? Do you still do some of the powerlifting movements?
Yes. Any of the powerlifting movements like squats, deadlifts, bench presses would be used as accessory work to stay strong and gain strength when doing the Olympic lifts. So an Olympic lift, the speed and the pattern and the timing is a big component to being able to move the weight, but you need to have a strength base. And in powerlifting, you're building brute strength and just seeing how much you can just push or pull off the ground.
And what advantage would you say to a woman who's like throwing some light weights around in the gym, who's never had any experience with Olympic lifting or powerlifting? Why would you want her to lift heavy, so-called, relatively speaking?
Well, to most women's surprise, when you lift and you get strong and build strong, dense muscle, as a woman, you're not going to get bulky. You're going to get very nice, well-sculpted muscles, and you're going to look more toned, which is the word that people like to use, but you're going to be able to show your musculature much better. And by building strong, dense muscle, you're building an engine that needs to be fueled. So it takes your metabolism and increases it, allowing you to absorb more calories to fuel your body and keep yourself strong and healthy.
Right. That strength seems to be the one that diminishes quickly as people age. So do you have older folks too, like 60, 70, 80 doing CrossFit and Olympic lifting?
Yes, we do have. I don't think there's anyone who's 80 in our gym currently, but there definitely are people who are older doing Olympic lifting or CrossFit. The majority of my clients that I train more one-on-one are older. And even actually today, my client Susan is in her 50s. She said to me, you know, everyone who's in their 50s and 60s and 70s should be doing this. It helps you feel stronger and you're able to just do so much more and feel so much better. And it's true. It's out of the mouth of someone who's doing it and experiencing it. It keeps your body going. It's the engine that keeps you alive. So you want to keep strong and build good, strong muscles.
Yeah, I love it. It's all about muscle, the health engine.
Yes, the health engine.
Now, over the years, like the past 5 years, have you made any changes at all to your personal nutrition program? I know that, you know, the Olympic lifting is new and that must create some new demands or different demands. Have you had to decrease or increase or modify? What have you learned about yourself?
Well, I have learned for sure that when trying to build strength, you cannot escape the idea of fueling your body for your workouts. You need to make sure you have enough carbohydrate in your system so that your muscle glycogen is full. You need to eat a good amount of healthy fats so that your hormones stay balanced. You definitely cannot go into an intense training program of any kind and have your nutrition lacking. It will just create havoc in your body. A few of the things that I've changed, I would say, as when moving to more of a strength Olympic lifting competing athlete, is I've added more carbohydrates around my workouts. The timing of how I eat my food just over the years, I think, has just refined to what I know works for me, and keeping my fats a bit farther away from the workout times, keeping snacks regularly throughout the day, high amounts of protein with each meal. And then my supplements. I have a supplement stack that's there to support my hormones and keep my body alkaline, as well as a sport performance stack of supplements that includes creatine, HMB, glutamine, and like B vitamins as well.
Are you still doing the protein shakes as well?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm religiously doing the protein shakes. I actually have my son now on the protein shakes.
Great.
Regularly as well.
Now talk about a typical protein shake that you make. What do you put in and how do you make it?
Well, right now I've been using vegan proteins, and I will typically, if it's a quick shake, I'll use like a all-in-one that has a combination of some fat and carbohydrate and some protein. And I'll combine 2/3 of a scoop of that with a half a scoop of just a pure protein so that I have a balance of about 30 grams of protein and 11, 12 grams of carbs and maybe 5 grams of fat, approximately. But that would just be like powders and water. And then if I'm going to make an actual shake, I'll put my scoop of protein, a little bit of coconut oil. A lot of the time I'll put spinach, other than making it look weird because it's green. It has no taste whatsoever. And I'll use like an unsweetened almond milk and blend it with some ice.
Yeah, that sounds good. So the pre and the post-workout shake, the vitamin supplements, the whole food, sounds like it's wonderful. And talk now about what you're experiencing in terms of your personal wellness. How old are you now? What are your expectations in terms of competition? How are you feeling as a woman at your age?
I am actually feeling probably the healthiest I've felt. And it doesn't surprise me, but it always makes me feel really, really happy that each year I seem to feel healthier and stronger and better. So I'm now 37. Probably helps that my kids are not 2 and 3 years old anymore, because I think everyone feels old for a small period of time when their children are very young. But yeah, I'm feeling really good. I'm currently on track to compete at the 2019 World Championships in Montreal. So that's my next big goal. And yeah, that would be my focus right now.
Awesome, awesome. It's cool having these goals that don't exist. You know, it's a future date, but it, you know, like I've got the World Masters Athletic Championships in Spain next year. And so I'm even motivated now, in the real-time world, because I'm thinking about what's coming. It's like nutrition, you know, you got to think ahead. You got to think predictively. You got to plan it out, that strategy. So doesn't it also give you sort of an incentive to be alive when you have all this stuff going on?
Oh, absolutely. You wake up in the morning and you look forward to training. You know, I look forward to my job. I like my work. I like what I do, interacting with everyone at the gym. And yeah, it's just invigorating.
Yeah, I'm hosting my first track meet here in Vernon this weekend, and the athletes are between the ages of 11 and 90. It's just fantastic, right? Wow. I'm so excited about it. It's a lot of management, a lot of stuff I'm learning about how to do that. But what brings to mind with the young people is this youth education initiative that you've got going. Tell us about that.
As a mom, I am very familiar with the school system and have observed really the lack of education around health, not just in schools, but within families. And our schools have spent a lot of time teaching academics, but they really haven't spent as much time teaching our children how to keep their bodies healthy and strong. You know, in order to do well in school and well in academics, your mind has to be clear. You have to feel good to be able to think and learn. So this is an area that's very passionate and close to my heart. And I do believe that there's a desire to change this within the school system. I believe they want to have more education. And I also feel that they don't necessarily have the resources. So I have been very, very lucky to have been put in touch with one of the elementary schools in Port Coquitlam. And they've asked me and one of my business partners, Morgan, who is a kinesiologist, to help them revamp their entire PE program. And some of the things that they're up against are lack of gym time. So they need more creative ways to get the kids out and being active. You know, their elementary school teachers, they didn't necessarily have an interest in PE going into teaching elementary school. So they don't really know what to do. They don't have a lot of guidance. So we're trying to create a program that will allow teachers to put together proper health and fitness workouts and structure it throughout their week so that they can be in a gym or on the playground or in the undercovered area to allow these kids to have, instead of 2 30-minute blocks of PE, to have 5 45-minute blocks of PE per week. That is my big project right now.
That's fantastic. Really getting down to the essence and the core. You know, my favorite philosophers are Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, and they all agreed on one thing, that you start off with fitness from the dirt at as young age as possible. And then you mix as they go through all the challenges that that brings to your mind and experience. Then you bring in the academics. But it was always about the training, the exercise, the sport, the intensity that was first and foremost. I think we've got it backwards. I mean, it's obvious that, you know, we've got a problem because a lot of the kids that are graduating from high school don't know anything about training and don't do it because they're not convinced that they have to.
Yes. And they end up feeling quite defeated because if they haven't done anything for, you know, their entire life and then they step foot in a gym, they're lost. They probably feel quite out of shape or very unsuccessful. And no one wants to feel really crappy about their performance in any area. So why not set up kids for success and just have it naturally continue to flow from what they have done from birth, right? When you see kids on the playground, like, or toddlers, and they're running and climbing and jumping and they're sitting in a squat, these are all things that our bodies are born able to do, and we lose them because we don't use them.
Yeah, absolutely. I walk a lot. I walk 5 to 10 Ks a day. I've made it part of my lifestyle. In fact, I got rid of my vehicle. We chose to live in an environment where we don't need one. That's something that you can actually do. You think, okay, walking is absolutely critical and important because all the blue zone people everywhere on the planet all walk, walk, walk. And walking is something, like you mentioned, we're designed to walk. That's one of the things that most animals can't do, right? Walk. It's so simple. Yeah. And yet, 95% of humans don't walk, or they walk so seldom that it's a chore. So yeah, using the body as it's designed to do, it's so bloody simple. It's just incredible. And you're helping these kids to achieve things. You must find that really rewarding.
Yes, I do. I find that extremely rewarding. We've also brought youth programs into our gym out in Port Coquitlam. And I think those are some of my favorite classes to work with, is the children. And it's amazing. I've worked with so many adults and masters athletes in the sport of Olympic lifting. And there's always stuff we have to fix, you know, their overused shoulder or something with their hip. And then you take these children who are like, you know, 4, 7, 10 years old, and you're teaching them the pattern. And once they get the pattern, you just watch them and they can move into these positions like nothing. It's just so simple for them because their bodies, they just naturally can do all these things. And it's so great to be encouraging that and teaching these children how to use their bodies and how to think about their bodies as a tool, as something that's important to them that they want to take care of.
Yeah, and they've got a great role model in you too. And that's very important because I've heard a lot of people tell me that the PE teachers they had growing up were not the ideal example of an athlete or a person in shape. They were sometimes the worst example. So that combination of knowledge, intelligence, motivation, enthusiasm, kindness all tied up in you, and then you live it, you just share it, and that's the way it all works when it's working well, right?
Yeah, well, yes, thank you, Corey. Yes, that is, I believe, you definitely need to lead by example. Absolutely. And I know that, you know, when I was in school, they had PE teachers, but now there isn't a designated PE teacher in elementary school. So you definitely are in a position where you're not having a health and fitness role model teaching you PE. You're having someone who maybe they're an elementary school teacher, they love physical fitness and they value it, but it could be someone who really has no concept, has grown up in our system, has never done anything active, and then is just having to teach the children PE. So it is true. It's good to have more people out there that are good role models that can help lead and guide these kids.
And my high school track coach put a lot of time and energy, 25 years. He even is in the Hall of Fame. He won more track meets than any other coach in high school in BC. But he was never paid a dime, ever, for like how many thousands and thousands of hours of time he put into coaching the kids. He just bled his heart out. That's true for all the other coaches out there. Now, as far as I know, no coaches in any school in Canada get paid for coaching. It's all volunteer. And there's a trend now. I've been speaking to some teachers where they're not doing it anymore. They're just sort of washing their hands of it. And they're even not doing it for reasons that are political. So, yeah, where are these kids going to get that education and insight from? And I've always thought that, like the States, we should hire coaches separately from the teachers. And they're there to teach physiology and teach kids how to actually train, not just play a sport and kick a ball around, but actually how to train and work out so that you can continue doing that for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. That would be an amazing thing to have implemented into schools.
Right on. Right on, right on, right on. Okay, good stuff. So tell us about your website. What's your website address?
My website address is functionhealthclub.com. And you can access all of the information about both our downtown Vancouver and Port Coquitlam location, with all of the various programs and all the services that we offer on that site.
Right on. And I've been to your facility, not for a while, because we moved out to Vernon. And I know that it's beautiful and it sounds wonderful. I'm going to stop by again when I get back to Vancouver just to see the expansion and get a taste for it. Because, you know, I'm a gym rat. I always love going into a gym, any gym. Just give me a gym and I'm there.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. We'll have to take you out to the Port Coquitlam gym.
Yeah, that sounds great. I should actually have an experience of a CrossFit experience because I think it's good. You know, I think for a lot of reasons, you know, because they bring a lot of elements of fitness, you know, the flexibility, the strength, the power. It's a very good thing. And you're doing a wonderful job, I'm sure. So, well, our time is gone. That is another one that we can add to our menu of SNUs. It was great talking to you.
Yes, it's great to talk to you as well. Thank you again for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I got one question for you that you can answer as we bring it to a close. Okay, so you've been in business now for how long? 5, 10 years?
Yeah, I guess pushing nine years.
Okay, so for the people out there that are thinking about doing what you're doing, people that are managing their businesses and maybe struggling or dealing with all kinds of stress and issues, what is one of the most important things you've learned about business in the fitness field that relates to your own personal experience?
Really, with business, if you're going to own your own business, it's about managing your time, knowing that there is always something to do. And if you can't put your best foot forward, things aren't going to go well. So it's important to put some construct around how much you work. Even if you feel like you could work 24 hours a day, dialing that back, making sure you're productive during the time that you're working, not just mindlessly answering emails, but set out your tasks, get them done, and then take the time to train and to do what you love and to do the things that bring you joy that got you into this industry in the first place. You cannot let that go and have your business be successful. And it seems odd sometimes because you feel that pull of, I should train, but I have things to do. It's just so important to take care of your health first. Know that you've got a great service you're providing, and just time manage.
Caroline Mundell is a CSNA master, a BCRPA personal trainer, Olympic lifting coach, and competitor. She's the owner of Function Health Club. Just a wonderful person, a great role model, and is contributing in such a fantastic way to the expansion of the health of our nation. Caroline, we thank you so much for what you're doing and for what you're going to continue doing as well.
Oh, thank you, Corey. I'm getting all teary. Thank you so much for having me here. I always love talking to you. You've got a wonderful program, a great show that you do each month, and I love your nutrition certification program. As I've said many a time, that was the turning point for what drove me into creating the entire line of businesses that I've created. So thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Caroline. I look forward to seeing you real soon, and you take real good care.
You too. Bye now.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com.
Represent your lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.